All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode that is
live from the lair.
Nah, it's pre-recorded.
Is it live or is it Memorex?
All right, today I'm going to be covering a subject that's really bothered me for a long time. Now, last week I got an email from a guy, basically emergency, his cell phone number in there, and I gave him a call. And he had just found my channel. He'd been fucked over by family court. Pretty egregious. And this is not a rare case here. I'm not going to give the guy's name, just details. Not even going to give the state. It was in the middle of the country, one of the red states where you thought maybe he would get a better deal. And that's not what happened.
You want an offer you can't refuse?
Redonkulous Swag is back in full swing on Fourth Wall. With more designs than ever before, and new merch going on sale every month, there's never been a better time to show your love for the regiment. After all, variety is the spice of life, and it's good to have a wide selection.
Sometimes it's a spread brown eye kind of night, sometimes it's girl on girl time.
Click on the link tree in the description, or scan the QR code on the screen, and you can pop in.
Ha! Gay!
To see our fun designs on everything from shirts to mugs to stickers to pint glasses, patches, laptop sleeves, hats, and more. Because everyone needs new clothes for the gay cruise, right? Just make sure you bring a straight friend to cover your six.
So he used to have 50-50 custody. Everything was going hunky-dory, and then out of the blue, the baby mother filed emergency petition, got a PPO, and took his kids away. Based on bullshit that wouldn't allow his evidence into the court, and now he's got supervised visitation, which he cannot afford because he's a disabled veteran. And this is the kind of stuff the court does on the regular that drives veterans to commit suicide. And when I talked to this man, I could hear it in his voice. You know, he was well on his way to mental defeat. And that's not a good look for anybody. In any way, shape, or form. I've been doing this since 2009. I've gone through the ups, the downs. I lived in my car. You know, my whole divorce and life after the divorce is just one long, drawn-out, sad country song.
Drunk on sorrow, how pain, riding that train to insane.
There were countless times where in the back of my mind I could hear the words quit. Over and over again. You know, you could just quit. Just take it easy. It's not a big deal.
Are you quitting on me?
And every single time I had the willpower to say no. And one of the things that allowed me to keep that willpower in place were two things. I had to basically, in my mind, turn my former wife into an enemy. Because that's exactly what they are. Now, there are rare occasions where people separate or divorced and still remain friends. But I would say those are few and far between. And when I say enemy, that's exactly what I mean. They are now, once you give them that label, welcome to all the rights and privileges that that title conveys. And the second thing is you're going to have to stay angry. I know it sucks. All right? But the angry mind is, let's just be honest, it's much more evolved to handle pressure, be more resilient, and, you know, keep moving forward.
Hey! I feel great! I love being angry!
You're going to take the hits, man. And if you have a passive defeatist mindset, you're going to sit down and take the 10 count and you'll be done. But if you have that angry mindset, yeah, you're going to take some hits. Yeah, it's going to hurt bad. And you just might have to take an 8 count or hold on and wait for the bell so you can get a break.
Come on.
And then you get up and you keep goddamn fighting until you are dead.
D-E-D. Dead.
When I talked to this individual and I gave him some of my ideas on how to use administrative violence and, you know, involve other bureaucracies around friend of the court and family court, he said he had a hard time within himself justifying that type of behavior. Well, here's your justification, wild man, and I'm not belittling you in any way, shape, or form. But this is a fight not just for you and, you know, having access to your children. This is a fight for your children's future and, dare I say, your grandchildren's future.
Long live the fighters!
Because what happens to you, your children today, is going to echo in your grandkids, in your children's lives, and so forth, forever. And you're going to have to you're going to have to go to the mat, man. It's going to be a knockdown, drag-out brawl. And I suggested the 3x3 rule, which is in my course, Administrative Violence. We have Administrative Violence Divorce and Custody Edition, and we have Administrative Violence, the Corporate Edition. Both of them feed off of each other and use similar tricks. And I talked to this individual, and he said, you know, I've been to court so many times, I'm $35,000 in debt, and it just seems to be getting worse and worse. The judge won't listen. I got it. Now, when it's just you, they can literally put their boot on your neck, violate your constitution left and right. No one's going to care because no one really knows about it. And a lot of, you know, judges in the area are not going to get involved with other judges' business in particular states. But there are some things you can do here to fight back.
You got to fight for your right!
Filing a formal complaint against your judge. It can be done. We're going to go through that at the end here, but there are ways you can easily search it on the internet, find your state, get the address, and figure it out. All right, you can do that. File a formal complaint. You can file a motion for change of venue. And in that motion, you know, from the transcripts, which you can get from last interactions with said judge, you can put in verbiage that he uses that is, you know, negative or one-sided, or the legal term for it is being prejudiced. You can do that as well. Now, he can decline it, but that's fine. It's called building the record. You have to build the record. Every time you show up there and file a motion, it's going into a formal record, and they can't really take it out. That's just the way it is. I mean, things could be sealed down the road, but that can also be fought in court at higher levels. Another tactic, and women are really good at this. Men need to take that tactic out of their playbook and move it into theirs. And there's a tool called FOIA, which is called Freedom of Information. You can file a FOIA request with your county for all of the court cases that your family court judge has ever been involved in. You only need the case numbers. You don't really need the rest of the information. And once you have that list, you can look up the cases by number on the internet, or you could pay a fee to a legal service to give you access to legal records like LexisNexis, and I think there's a half a dozen other ones out there. I don't know them off the top of my head. And you can get the names of all of the men that have stood before this judge. And I can almost guarantee you an overwhelming majority are going to feel a particular way about that judge because they steamroll a man's constitutional rights on the regular. They do it on video conference. They do it in front of the world now. It's so blatant. And you contact all of those men and get them on the same sheet of music and form your own legal coalition in your county. You got to stop the infighting. For some reason, that happens when men get involved. I don't know if it's too much testosterone, ego bumping together. You got to stop that shit. Because I'm going to tell you right now, it is all fun and games until you show up with a motherfucking army. And if you can get a coalition, minimum 10 guys, but more would help. But just imagine a particular day you organize this. And 1,000 men show up to the county courthouse, all filing FOIA requests, emergency motions against their ex-wives or baby mothers, asking for changing of venue because said judges are so prejudiced against them. That would clog the system up royally, and it would make the news. Now, also imagine if that could be repeated across every single county in America. And here's another trick you can do. You can do the same FOIA request for all of the cases that said judge has had in front of him, and do another FOIA request for everyone that contributed to that judge's campaign. And it's simply, now you got to do some legwork here, but you just look through the case names, look for donors, you find the name of a donor, and then you find that same name in a case that was before that judge. And if that donor gets a positive outcome, that is an ethics complaint against the judge. Plain and simple. And you can have all those people also file direct complaints against that sitting judge. Now, granted, most of the time, onesie, twosie complaints, they're not going to go anywhere because that's what they do. But it's really not a big enough wave to make, you know, people pay attention. But if a judge has 500 or 1,000 ethics complaints against him, that's really hard to sit on and put a rug over and ignore. And then you can approach the individuals when election time comes that are running against said judge, hand them all of the complaints, and then look that new judge in the face, because there's a good chance he could win if he uses that ammo you gave him, and you look him in the face and you say this: hey, motherfucker, remember this simple fact. We did this to the sitting judge, and if you fucking play the same games, we will fucking do it to you. That is what can happen. But you got to stick together. You got to build these coalitions. Some of those guys in the beginning, you're going to get screwed up. They're going to sic the law on you. They're going to sic whatever they can to try to break you.
I must break you.
And that's where your anger comes in. Because the angry mind is way, way more resilient than the passive, quitting kind. Don't be that guy.
I can feel your anger. It gives you focus, makes you stronger.
Next, say you're going through said divorce. Your soon-to-be ex's lawyer brings up basically abuse or other nefarious shit in the court, which they do on the regular. And it's called the nuclear option if they involve, SA, which does happen from time to time. And it's incredibly devastating and ruins people's lives. Or just standard abuse. And if you go by the Duluth model, which can literally mean anything, this is what you can do. You can file a formal complaint against that lawyer's law license with the bar.
Sometimes you eat the bar. Sometimes the bar eats you.
About influencing your ex to lie in court in regards to abuse and what have you. Now, again, onesie, twosie complaints against said lawyer, not really going to go anywhere. But you can do the same thing. You can do a Freedom of Information Act for all of the case numbers that this attorney for your ex has been involved in, and you contact all of the people who are on the other side, and they too can file formal complaints with the bar against that lawyer's license. Now, this will be exceedingly devastating for said, you know, divorce attorney. Because it's one thing, one or two complaints here or there. Usually the bar will be like, yeah, you know, it could have went either way, blah, blah, blah. Got it. But if there are hundreds of complaints against a certain attorney for all of the same thing, and then in that complaint you put all of the case numbers, you crunch the statistics and say, look, this attorney overwhelmingly used abuse allegations in her cases to defeat the other party, despite there being any evidence or any proof. That's an ethics violation. And if enough complaints come in, they literally cannot ignore it. And if this was to happen across the entire nation, you could radically turn the institution or profession of being a shyster lawyer on its goddamn ear.
Can you imagine a world without lawyers?
Because these type of accusations happen all of the time. In all 50 states in this country, 5 days a week, 50 out of 52 weeks a year. Now listen, those are simple ways you can fight back.
I say fight.
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 I'm not going to go into the tactics of administrative violence here because that would make this video incredibly long. Both of those courses are between 6 and 8 hours of content. They're a webinar, and you can learn how to do the dirty tricks for yourself. Now, are any of those tricks illegal? No, they are not. Are they highly unethical? Yes, they are.
Good.
But if you think you're going to get a fair shake in divorce court or family court where the odds are supremely stacked against you and you are literally forced to fight a frontal assault, anyone who studied any history knows that a frontal assault is incredibly expensive in resources, time, money, life, you name it. And if you really want to be effective, you need to flank. And that can be done through administrative violence. All right, now, I'm going to pull up some sources here. We're going to go through them real quick here at the end. Okay, here, Freedom of Information Act, you can file it with your counties. Now, if they ignore it, you're going to have to file a case in federal court that they're ignoring your FOIA requests. And those cases, you can ask for damages and what have you and force them to actually give you the information because it's funded by taxpayers and should be available to you. A lot of times they'll come back with ludicrous price tags. You can fight that as well. It's not that expensive. Everything is automated. They can literally type in names in county databases and get those case numbers in a matter of 15 minutes to 2 hours. If they'd sit there and say, well, it's going to take 10,000 man hours because we're going to have to review all of the records. Those records are all digitized. There are a bazillion search methods. Like LexisNexis has them. All of the other legal databases that exist outside of the county have them. And that information comes from said counties. That is a huge L-I-E. Lie. And don't fall for it. And if you have a coalition, 10, 50, 100 guys all doing the same thing, again, it can't be ignored and it won't be swept under the rug, especially if all of those case numbers and all of the times you're getting, you know, static from your county or even the federal court, and you file formal complaints with your senators and ask for congressional investigations into said events, they're not going to be able to hide it. They're just not going to be able to do it. And at the end, you will get what you want. Next one here. This is did a simple search on how to file a complaint against a judge. There's some videos here that tell you how to do it. Look, you can figure out anything if you look on YouTube. Some of the videos are boring. But if you're angry enough, again, you will be resilient to pay attention and fucking learn how to fight for yourself. Because I'm going to be honest, this is happening to millions of guys across this country every month, and it's happened to hundreds of millions of guys for the past 40 to 50 years. There's really nobody going to ride to your rescue. All I can do is ride by you, kick off a sack of fucking tools, so you can rescue your goddamn self. That's it. I'm just a guy on the internet that could maybe light a spark of hope within you with some comedy and turn that little spark of hope into a fire and navigate yourself out of this goddamn dark pit of despair you're in, because I've been there myself and it almost cost me my life. And if the system can break a man like me, it could do it to anyone. And the only reason I'm standing here is the universe gave me one hell of a wake-up call and put its foot right up my goddamn ass. And I was lucky. Again, this information is available on the internet, and you can figure it out for yourself. Okay, here I did a simple search. File a complaint with the senator. Walks you through the whole process. Here's another one. Here's ways to sue for your constitutional rights. Some of these lawsuits are around family court and police departments and other counties who violate your constitutional rights. Because let's be honest here. The minute you're hit with a protective order, and you were never notified, you are not allowed to speak in court in your defense, that's a huge violation of your constitutional rights, because it says in the Constitution you have the right to face your accusers. And most of these coward judges, magistrates, whatever title they have, they want to play it safe. They want to be cautious. Man bad. PPO granted. Constitutional rights taken away without due process. That's a federal goddamn lawsuit. And again, you can figure out how to do it yourself, because there's videos on YouTube on how to do it. They're on Rumble, BitChute. You can find them on DLive, RoxyTube. They're all there. Brighteon has them. There's a lot of them on Brighteon, but that video platform is looked upon negatively because they are all about free speech. And that's what we've got going on here. So you can do this for yourself, gentlemen. If you have an IQ of 100, 105 or higher, you can do this yourself. Most people fall into that range, just so you know. Here's another one here. All right, custody cases reviewed by the Supreme Court. Now, there are some Supreme Courts of Texas in here and other states, including the U.S. Supreme Court. But you can find the precedents that you need right here. Listen, I've seen lawyers out there that are just absolute idiots, but they pass the bar. They're up there arguing in front of judges. Now, mind you, a lot of them suck.
You suck!
There's a reason why the law firm has a high suicide rate. Let's just be honest. If you become a lawyer today and you want to uphold the Constitution and do the right thing, you're never going to make a living. Most of the judges and the lawyers that do well go into the court, schmooze the judges, play the game, and maybe they'll get a little bit for their clients here or there, especially if they're men. But for the most part, that's not going to happen. You are going to have to fight your goddamn asses off.
Morning, gentlemen. This is your wake-up call.
It's just that simple. And don't let them tell you that this is not a war, because it is. If you don't pay your child support, they can hit you with felony child support evasion and throw you in big boy, pound you in the ass prison.
I'm somebody's bitch.
And the people who come to enforce said orders have guns.
Lots of guns.
And if you resist and you resist enough, they can kill you. This is a war. And don't let anyone try to gaslight you and tell you it is not.
Nothing to see here.
Now, a few years ago, a message like this would be labeled men's rights, and I'd be demonized, and, you know, people would dogpile me. But the Red Pill and the MGTOW movement are growing. And a lot of those individuals in those said other organizations or movements, because they're not really an organization, have been touched by this corruption. Or had someone in their family close touched by this corruption. Most men know someone who's committed suicide. And if you dig into it, more than likely in the past, before they decided to take their final exit, they had contact with divorce court or family court in some shape, form, or fashion. Don't let them convince you this is not a war. War is upon you, whether you acknowledge it or not. And the proof is in the casualty numbers, the suicide rates. They don't even count accurately the total number of men who commit suicide over this shit. They're counting the veterans. They said it was 22 a day, you know, 10 years ago, but now they've raised that to 44 a day, and I would say that's even a little low. And if you go by those numbers of 45 a day, and you multiply it by 365, and then you multiply that number by 38.85, or let's round it up to 39, you're going to get more veterans committing suicide than all of the killed in action between 1901 and 1999. So in one third of this upcoming or the current century we are in, we willingly sacrificed more veterans to suicide than all of the veterans we marched into the jaws of death in the name of freedom and justice. Because in divorce court today, there is no freedom, there is no justice, and there won't be when men are complacent, beat down, defeated. Because you're only truly defeated when you quit.
No surrender, no retreat.